This I Believe. Professor Subodh Chandra Roy was born in India. At the age of 7, he became ill with cholera and ophthalmia. And when he lapsed into a coma, the doctors gave him up. He was carried out into the garden to die. Suddenly, he folded his hands as if in prayer and said, "God, let me live this time." Miraculously, he recovered. But when he was again able to open his eyes, it was discovered that he was totally blind. Now, Dr. Roy states the creed which has permitted him to surmount this handicap and become a leading philosopher and educator.
To the people endowed with normal physical vision, blindness is one of the most baffling and misunderstood phenomena. Consequently, when I became totally blind at the age of 7, as a result of the combination of ophthalmia and cholera, I at once became the victim of an unwholesome public attitude. At the outset of this visual deprivation, however, I myself was not keenly aware of my differences from others and of the possible consequences of this misfortune. With the passage of time, I became more and more convinced that my blindness, instead of being a hindrance in my life, was a blessing in disguise, conceived from the standpoint of life as a whole and not in reference to isolated and specific situations. This led me to the firm conviction that suffering is the source of many positive and durable values. I believe with Emerson that suffering is the extract of experience. The aim of life is not happiness, despite the teachings of the hedonistic ethic, but the joy of overcoming. I should make it clear that I did not accept this philosophy of suffering as an expedient measure in order to derive consolation for my own visual handicap. It is one of my strongest spiritual convictions. Having lost my sight at a very early age and coming from a country where welfare work for the blind is dreadfully backward, I experienced almost insurmountable difficulties in obtaining education and finding a respectable place for myself in the social structure of India. By dint of strenuous efforts and through the grace of God, I was fortunate in getting both. It may be relevant to mention only one of the numerous handicaps and sufferings I went through in order to attain the aforesaid objectives. During my school and college days, not a single book in Braille was available in India. I had to spend days and months in order to transcribe all my textbooks with my own hands from the dictation of sighted friends and relatives. This was very hard, but it had its compensation in the fact that this process of slow transcription rendered my thoughts more clear and my knowledge of language and spelling more accurate. Mahatma Gandhi's philosophy of nonviolence is entirely based on the principle of self-suffering. He declared that the law of suffering never fails. While fighting for the freedom of India, he told us that we should match our capacity to suffer with our opponent's capacity to inflict suffering. I believe that we suffer very often because of our inability to accept suffering as a necessary process of growth. I do not maintain, however, that suffering should be unnecessarily created and multiplied, but I believe that I always obtained immense inspiration and sustenance from this philosophy of suffering. A Chinese proverb has illustrated a part of this thought rather beautifully. You cannot prevent the birds of sorrow from flying over your head, but you can prevent them from building nests in your hair.
There are the beliefs of Dr. Subodh Chandra Roy, who is a professor of philosophy at the New School for Social Research and has made important contributions to the welfare of the blind, both here and in his native India.